If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Josh, Justin, myself here in studio. We actually weren't supposed to be in studio today. I'm going to get into all the reasons why we weren't supposed to be in studio and why we are in studio. And why it might look and why it might look a little bit different for you guys if you're currently watching right now. But before we do, before I give you all the background information and announce some cool stuff coming up, I want to remind you guys, if you want to get your intros and your voicemails on the show, head to thedogspodcast.com, tap leave voicemail on the drop down menu. If you want to check out some merch, you can find the merch store there at that link. Also, we got some pretty cool stuff on there. If you are watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. Make sure you tap the notification bell so you don't miss any of the new content we're putting out, and you're not going to miss any of this stuff that we have coming up in the next few weeks. I think it's going to be very good. Probably some of the coolest stuff we've ever done. And I'm very excited to officially finally announce it to you guys. We've had it in the works for a while. So make sure that notification bell is tapped so you don't miss any of it. If you prefer to just listen to the show, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, and Google. You can also find us on all the major social media platforms at The Dogs Podcast. And lastly, if you're looking for more Dogs content, head to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member on the Patreon page, get access to the private Discord, get to be a part of the Dog Pack Discord episodes every week. You also get to play fantasy football with us, which is kind of the big attraction. Other than, you know, just getting to hang out with us and be and call yourselves our friends, you get to play fantasy football with us. You get to lose to Justin in fantasy football. Have you won your league 2 years in a row?
I'm right now. I'm the reigning dynasty and reigning redraft champion of the Dogs Podcast.
So we officially have 2 dynasty leagues going on now.
Yes.
The one dynasty league is currently working through a startup draft. Yep. And last year we had 5 redraft leagues, hoping to be able to get to that level again, if not more. So if you want to play fantasy football with us, the cutoff for that is August 23rd, correct?
Yes. And I believe we've already got 1.5 leagues filled.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if you want to play fantasy football with us, I know it's like, oh, that seems like so far away. It's not though, because a lot goes into organizing, you know, 50 plus people that are spanned across the globe and trying to set up a draft and getting everybody's email set up on the platform and all that good stuff. So get into the Dog Pack at jointhedogs.com. Let us know you're interested. We'll put official sign up sheets in there in the next coming weeks. Get everybody on board. We'll divvy up the leagues, and then we'll set draft dates, and we'll go from there. So this will be our third full year doing fantasy football, and it's been awesome every year. Winners of the league get free dogs merch, bragging rights. It's a really good time playing fantasy football with, like I said, people from all over the globe. Scotland, England, all kinds of people in there. So if you want to play fantasy football with us, you want to have access to that private Discord, you want extra episodes every week, extra content, you want to have your input on the show more often, head to jointhedogs.com, become an official Dog Pack member. So before we dive into the episode today, which I think is going to be a good one, we're going to give you some of our Browns and maybe some of our NFL hot takes. And then we are also going to do another one of these five-round mock drafts that we've been doing the last couple of weeks. And not mock drafts, but like pop culture / movie food drafts. They've seemed to be a hit and they're fun for us to do. And it's, you know, it's the off season. So it's not like there's tons of Browns content out there right now. So we're filling the time. This was an idea given to us. We've kind of taken, we run with it. We think they're fun. It seems like you guys like it. So we're going to do another one of these drafts. But before we do though, like I mentioned in the open, this was supposed to be an on the go episode. We got some mobile cameras set up. We're using a different iPad as opposed to Josh's like four computers he usually has set up. It's a little bit more on the go setup. We were going to do this at the local high school football stadium. Josh showed up today and they were getting new turf put in. We couldn't get in. And then the other local high school stadium getting their structural damage replaced, also can't get in. So then we were going to do it at the local park where all the baseball fields are. No power source, probably. Oh, also, it's tornado weather.
Yeah, correct.
It's
nasty outside. There it is. That's what I was waiting for.
So we've had this plan for weeks to do a mobile setup. So we could test the new on the road setup and test Justin and I's proficiency at setting it up and recording. Yes. Because Josh is going to be on vacation next week. And you might be asking yourself, well, why do they need a mobile on-the-go setup? Well, that is because next week, Justin and I will be going to Deshaun Watson's youth football camp in Berea to meet Deshaun, any other players there, sit down, have Deshaun on the show, interview him for a few minutes, be on Deshaun's podcast with Quincy, talk with them for a little bit, hopefully get to talk with any other Browns players, talk with some of the local high school kids and coaches that are going to be at the camp. It's going to be a very, very cool experience for us. I guess we can officially say like cat's out of the bag in terms of we've been talking with the folks at Lockerverse now for a few months, trying to, you know, see what a little bit of like a partnership looks like, how we can do stuff with them and they can do stuff with us and possible things we want to do in the future. We've been meeting with them regularly. Josh has, and it's been really good so far. They're really awesome people. And we're very excited to get to do stuff and have this opportunity. So the content won't be out next week because Justin and I can set this stuff up and hit the record button. Justin's practicing going back and forth right now. He's popping his camera cherry.
Okay.
So this is a little bit of a warm up with the mobile setup, mm-hmm. but Josh's going to have to come back from vacation and then get to work at editing this stuff because that's out of our realm of expertise. So the content, there won't be any new content next week, right?
There will be a Throwback Thursday next week.
Okay. Kenny Mack's going to do a Throwback Thursday. So be on the lookout for Kenny's Throwback Thursday. So we're not leaving you completely high and dry for the week, but be on the lookout the following week. We're going to hopefully have a lot of cool interviews with at least Deshaun Watson. And I'd have to imagine, we don't have confirmation, but at least a couple other Browns players will be there that we'll hopefully get to sit down with. Make sure you guys tune in. I know like we're super pumped. It's insane.
It's one of those things that, like you said, we have been meeting with Lockerverse for so long and it's like, okay, we need to get to the point where things are actually happening. And it was just a matter of, well, we got to wait until these events get here.
Yeah.
And here we are. We're finally to Deshaun's camp and everything's ready to go. And producer Justin is going to be on duty.
Who knew?
And it's tech master, the tech master Justin.
The world, most untech guy in the game.
I feel like tech looks at Justin and just is like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I look at myself in the mirror sometimes and I say, oh, shit.
Justin is almost 40, so it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But this is, first of all, we got to thank you guys because we would never get an opportunity to do something like this if we didn't have people who've been watching the show now for four going on 5 years, you know, and helping us get to this position and having a platform where it seems like people for some reason come and listen to us talk. I still haven't figured it out, but we appreciate the fact that you guys do. And if this goes well as well as we're hoping it does, I think we're already talking about other big opportunities to do with Lockerverse heading into football season. So we appreciate you guys being here. Make sure you guys are on the lookout, spread the word. Let's make these some really good episodes, and then it'll only open up more doors for even more cool content for us to bring you guys. So we're super excited. Be on the lookout for that in a couple weeks. And again, we appreciate you guys watching the show, helping us get to this point, because without you guys, we'd probably still be in a church classroom somewhere doing episodes for like our moms and dads on Facebook Live.
Wives, yeah. Kids.
Yes.
Nieces so and nephews.
That's not lost on us, and we do appreciate everybody's support. So like I said, we have a fun episode lined up. We like to do one of these every off season, even maybe even more than one, especially when there's a little bit of a lull in content, Browns news, you know, all the players are on vacation, not much going on right now. So we're going to do a little bit. We have some hot takes, and we're going to give you, each of us is going to give you a couple Browns hot takes that we think for the season. Then we're going to toss it around, do an NFL hot take for the season. So who wants to go first?
I don't mind. I'll kick it off with my first Browns hot take. Obviously we'll each do two of these first. So to kick it off, I've got our boy, actually it's your boy, cause you were high on him as a rookie.
You took my friggin' hot take.
We'll see. Maybe we'll see how specific it is.
I hate you.
Martin Emerson is going to have his second straight season with zero touchdowns allowed.
Okay. That's a hot take.
That's my hot take. Okay. And the reason it is, first of all, let me just go through the stats. 2023, he played 856 total snaps, 544 pass coverage snaps. He was targeted 70 times, and he only allowed 33 receptions for 466 yards, 9 pass breakups, 4 picks, 0 touchdowns. So from his rookie season, he played 44 more pass coverage snaps, 19 fewer passes thrown at him. He gave up 15 fewer receptions, allowed 4 touchdowns as a rookie compared to none in his second season. So it's a hot take for me because it's very hard for a cornerback to give up 0 touchdowns. So that's why this past season was really impressive to me. Guys who played 500 or more coverage snaps and never even did this one time in their career. Denzel Ward's never done it. Joe Hayden never did it. A guy like Patrick Peterson never did it. Darrell Revis never did it. Sucks. Martin Emerson's already done it once.
Yep.
So yes, it's a hot take for a guy to be able to do it twice, but that's what the show's all about.
I don't even know, like, as elite as he's been, I would say almost a bigger hot take than that is that Martin Emerson will elevate himself to be cornerback one for the Browns this year.
That is a big, if this happens, that could be the situation.
Like, it does all of a sudden Denzel Ward find him in the position where he's the one who's getting targeted because people won't throw at Martin Emerson?
And if that's the case,
that works too.
Our defense is freaking awesome. Because you don't want to target Denzel Ward either.
No. So, like, it's a good hot take. I think you could even went a step further. Talk about that like for a second. Do you think there's a possibility? And it almost feels blasphemous. Like, is there a chance Denzel Ward is the second best corner?
Does that tie into your hot take at all? Is it Martin Emerson related?
Yes.
Do you want to give your hot take before we talk about what Blake just asked?
Sure.
Because I like that question.
That's not what I'm going to talk about at all, but my hot take was going to be that he elevates his game again and he leads the NFL in interceptions with 7. Hot take.
Huh.
So my only pushback on your hot take, there will be,
I know,
is he going to get targeted enough? But as long as Denzel Ward stays healthy, you have to imagine at least in the first half of the season, they're still going to pick on him as opposed to Denzel Ward.
You would think, right?
Yes. I mean, Denzel, but I mean, at this point, Martin Emerson, like you said, 500 pass coverage attempts. He's, you know, 0 touchdowns. He's got people on lock. We have 2 lockdown corners. You can make the argument we have 2 1A cornerbacks.
Absolutely. I mean, that rookie season after what he did to Mike Evans and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I'm sold. This guy is him, and he really is.
I don't think he's there yet with like Denzel, but he's knocking on the door.
I think
very quickly.
Martin Emerson's the guy who gets the next big contract on defense for the Browns in terms of like the secondary with the cornerbacks. Okay. I don't think it'll be Newsome. We'll see how that plays out next year after this season on his fifth year option. But obviously we paid Denzel big money. I think Emerson's the next corner to get that big money.
I think what's nice about Emerson and Ward is they complement each other well. Like Martin Emerson's very good on these big body wide receivers.
Yeah.
And Denzel Ward can lock down the quicker guys. You know what I mean? So like they complement each other so well. But they don't flip flop. Do you ever find that weird with the Browns? Like Denzel Ward just basically stays over here and they stay over here. Even before we had Martin Emerson, people are like, why isn't Denzel Ward falling around their best guy? And the Browns have just always kind of been like, this is your side, this is your side. But now it doesn't matter.
When you've got 2 1-A's, right?
Mm-hmm. So, no, I think I wouldn't be shocked if he leads the league in interceptions, other than the fact like you go at him that often.
Right.
But then if you want to throw the ball, you have to throw it to one side of the field. Uh-huh. You know, unless you're going to throw check downs or throw it down the middle every single time, like you're going to have to throw it one of them. So I think it's a possibility. My hot take, and maybe this will probably be a hot take for like tons of people and just nobody at this table. I said Deshaun Watson will be top 5 in passing yards.
Okay.
All right.
Well, okay.
Obviously, barring he stays healthy for 18 games.
Yes, and every hater out there just went, oh, no way. He sucks.
The reason I say this is because people coming into this season, last season, people were like, well, we didn't need him to do this because of this, the defense. But the offense is being built for him to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With Ken Dorsey coming in here and the type of offense we're going to run, it's going to be much more of like the backyard style football that he excels at. You know what I mean? In Houston and his Pro Bowl years in Houston in 2020, when he led the league in passing, it was very much like a backyard style drop back. Okay. Find the guy. If not, I run around, keep my eyes downfield. And he's just being an athlete and playing football and playing confident and playing loose. I think this offense that we are going to run this year with Ken Dorsey, that fits his skill set better. I'm not saying he was awful in Stefanski's, you know, foot in the back, you know, three-step drop, get rid of it, timing, precision. Like, we saw him play very well his last 3 full healthy games, you know. But this fits his style way better, in my opinion. And we bring in a secondary receiver like Jerry Jeudy. So now you got Amari Cooper. He's going to play this year. You got Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore, and Njoku really ascended last year. So now he's got pretty good athletes on the outside. The running back room, even if Chubb isn't ready to go, you brought in Foreman, you got Ford who can catch the ball out of the backfield well. You got Hines who can catch the ball. Naheem Hines. I'm getting the M's and the N's mixed up. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's like the Pamba situation in Step Brothers. So he's going to have running backs out of the backfield he can throw to. He's got good wide receivers on the outside. And he's going to have a guy calling plays. If Ken Dorsey calls plays, or even if it's Stefanski calling Ken Dorsey's plays, we're going to be in 3-4 wide receiver sets. He's going to be running around, making plays, playing confidently. So I think there's a real chance he's top 5 in passing yards this year.
I don't think it's crazy. I mean, we've obviously seen him lead the league in passing yards before. I guess the thing is that we saw, 3 of his games last year were just big blowouts. So if you get a lot of third and fourth quarters where we're not having to throw the ball as much because our defense is playing really good, maybe he's not top 5 in passing yards, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility.
I agree. I mean, in a couple of those games, like the Cardinals game, he didn't play the fourth quarter.
Right.
The Titans game easily should have been well over 300, but we've been over this. they called Amari Cooper's touchdown back when he was 4 feet in bounds.
They called him in bounds with the catch, but out of bounds. At the same time, it's like, hey, how can it be both?
Yeah, so
it works like that.
Yeah, that's my hot take. Deshaun Watson is going to be top 5 in passing yards this season. I think the offense is setting up for that.
Okay,
I love it. I just picked him in our dynasty startup draft, so as my QB2,
barring health, obviously.
Yeah, and that's with any of these guys. I mean, obviously, if Martin Emerson doesn't stay healthy, this won't happen. But
I mean, it could if he gets hurt on the first snap. He won't give up any touchdowns this year.
Well, hey, there you go. Hot take secure.
Yeah.
So you want me to head into my second one here?
Go ahead. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Dog pack, the summer is in full swing, and you guys know what that means. Omaha Steaks annual hotter than fire sale. Go to omahasteaks.com right now, and for a limited time, you guys can get big savings on great packages from Omaha Steaks for just $99. Plus, you guys can get an extra $10 off that order with promo code DAWGS, DAWGS, at checkout. So these packages with that promo code are essentially $89. From exquisite steaks to legendary burgers, the premium pork, the air-chilled chicken, the meatballs, the chicken wings, the appetizers, the ready-to-eat meals, the wine, everything that Omaha Steaks has to offer
Head over there today. Check it out. Shop the Hotter Than Fire sale to get these exclusive savings on the mouthwatering packages that start at just $99 plus. Use that code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out for an extra $10 off your order. But hurry, because this sale is only available for a limited time. Summer always flies by, and this deal is going to fly by, so you're not going to want to miss it. Go shop today, omahasteaks.com. Use promo code DOGS at checkout for an extra $10 off your order.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big money on pressure-treated lumber for your outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber, decking, and fencing. All easy to load in our drive-thru lumber yard. Choose from our huge inventory and build your project to last. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Save big money at
Menards. All right, so my second hot take, I think the first play of the season on offense is going to be a play-action pass. It's going to end up being like a check down to David Njoku. Complete like a short, easy pass to get those juices flowing, get the confidence going with the offense. But I think the first handoff to a running back is going to go to UDFA rookie Aiden Robbins on that first drive.
That's number a hot take.
On the depth chart.
That's a hot take, because you're not only saying he makes the team.
Yeah.
Plays his way.
Beats everybody
plays his
out.
Way to the top of the rotation.
You're saying he's going to be the number one back week one.
Yes. So I got a couple points here.
That's a hot take.
Couple points. So Deontay Foreman has been a nice running back. He played with the Panthers a couple years ago, then the Bears last year. 2023, this past season, he averaged just 3.9 yards a carry, only 4 touchdowns, and he was still splitting time with Khalil Herbert and Roschon Johnson. It's not like he was a lead back or the main guy. 2022, nice season, 913 yards, 4.5 a carry, 5 touchdowns with Carolina. They didn't really have another option, so he kind of became the de facto running back. But his pass blocking grades the last 2 years, really bad. 29.5, 14.8. So that means they might not trust him in pass pro. And we know that Aiden Robbins, at least when we talked to him and when I was researching, his college coaches were touting his willingness to pass block, his pass pro abilities. He's underrated as a receiving back. So I think with a nice preseason, nice training camp, he could outwork Deontay Foreman. And I think if we get that split carry workload with him and Jerome Ford, I think it could be him as the lead guy with Foreman kind of just being the spell guy.
I
know it's a hot take.
What did we sign Foreman? Was it a 1 year deal?
Yeah, just a 1 year deal. I'm thinking, when I'm talking to Aiden Robbins, I'm kind of thinking James Robinson. You remember his rookie season?
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
I think that is definitely a hot take because I'm pretty sure the running back week one's going to be Jerome Ford.
Well, like I'm saying it would be more of like a 60-40 split. I'm not saying he's going to get 100% of the carries or anything.
So I think running back, I think the first guy will be Jerome Ford. I think as much as I'm very excited for him, Robbins, I think it's going to be tough to crack the roster.
We've got guys. We definitely do. But Himes or Hines, you know, however you want to say
yes.
it. He still hasn't practiced. That's the thing. I keep harping on that. And I don't know if that's just a veteran maintenance thing or whatever, but he still has not been on the field since that ACL injury last summer. And you would think it's been over a year. He would at least be maybe doing a couple drills here and there, but he hasn't done anything yet. So we'll see when training camp opens the reports on Hines, but I just don't know where he's at with his health yet.
You got to think we're only going to carry three running backs.
With Ford on the pup?
With Chubb on the pup.
Chubb, that's what I meant.
Okay. You got to think. And so you got, I'm thinking it's going to be Jerome Ford. And you just have to, Hines, I mean, with his kick returning abilities, his experience with Dorsey in the offense, his pass catching abilities out of the backfield is a huge, like that's a big thing in the Dorsey offense. You got to think he's got, you know, a strong leg up in that competition. We brought it. Deontay Foreman's been a successful running back in this league. I'm not saying Robbins can't beat him out if he has a really, but he's definitely at the bottom looking up. Like he's going to have to outshine them by a lot, I think, to make the roster. And I want him to make the roster because I don't want to let him go because I think he has a chance to be like very good.
Yes.
Yep. So but that is definitely a hot take.
Okay. And I'm glad I got a little spicy on the second one then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for my second one, running back related, a guy that we all kind of root for and are rooting for, I'm going to have a Nick Chubb hot take.
Mine is too. So I'm
okay.
Curious. Okay. So all running backs on the second one.
The blind optimist in me, because I'm not a doctor or anything, I'm going to say Nick Chubb only misses two games and he still has 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns.
Ooh, 10 touchdowns. Okay.
That hot goes, take.
I should be drafting him in this round in our startup.
Okay. I don't know if it's the, the two games thing. I don't know if that's as crazy of a hot take because it's a year long injury and we hear he's doing crazy well in his rehab. He got hurt week two last year. So you're saying he comes back week three, which would be a little over a year out. And just because he comes back that week you're not saying he's going to come back that week and get 25 carries.
No,
he comes back that week, gets 10 to 15. The next week he gets 10 to 15, 20. And then by, you know, his third game back, he's full swing. So, but just based on what my hot take is, I can't agree with it.
Okay.
So I guess mine kind of plays off that. And mine plays a little bit off my original hot take with Deshaun being top five in passing yards. My hot take is that Nick Chubb will lead the league in yards per carry, but he will not be top 10 in yards per game. Mm. Or he will not be top 10 in yards for the season.
Okay.
And it's because I think his carries are going to be significantly lower this year than they have been at any point in his career. And not solely because of coming back from an injury, based on the offense we're going to run, Dorsey's history with running backs. And I know Stefanski's a running guy and all this stuff, but we're clearly putting this offense on Deshaun. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I don't know if Nick Chubb's going to get it unless we are just murdering people and we're getting a lot of, you know, we're grinding it out. But if we are murdering people and Deshaun's not in and starting linemen aren't in,
I don't want Nick Chubb
going to be in.
No.
You know what I mean? So I just don't know if he's in. He's been a guy at this point already where it's not like he's getting 30 carries a game all the time anyways.
Right.
So I think he's still going to be highly efficient when he comes back. That's why I'm saying he's going to lead the league in yards per carry and be great. But I just don't know how many carries he's going to get. He got, a little over 300 the year before he got injured?
302, I think.
302. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if he's, you know, more in like the 220s to 230s. You know what I mean? So I think he'll have a very efficient season and still be a very good back. I just don't know if he's going to put up gaudy. I don't know if he's putting up 1,300 yards, 1,400 yards.
What are you thinking, like 1,000?
I think he can still get to 1,000.
Mm-hmm. So I hope the efficiency stays just because he's like number two all time right now in yards per carry for running backs in NFL history. I would love to see him stay there, you know, just to look back and say, yeah, we watched like one of the all-time top of the leaderboard guys.
I hope this injury... Like he's at the point where if he could do it for, you know, X amount of years longer, he was on like a potentially Hall of Fame trajectory.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm hoping like it doesn't derail that.
Yeah.
So like, I don't think he wasn't a Hall of Famer yet, you know, not a long enough career, especially when he didn't, you know, his rookie season, he didn't even get to be the starter until halfway through the season, that kind of stuff. But if he could have, if he doesn't get injured and he has a great year last year and he puts together another 5 years in like that, then you're talking like he's going to be, you know, potential Hall of Famer. Yeah. So I hope this doesn't derail that. So those are our Browns hot takes. Let us know who had the hottest take. I don't think anybody went crazy. Nah. I think the one that'll get the most pushback is my Deshaun one, because I think people will be like, there's just people that think he's awful, even though if you look at things with context and you watched games, you saw that he did play well in the down the stretch of his season last year.
And I've seen a lot of people like, they just go straight to he can't make the throws anymore. He sucks. His arm sucks. And then I just go, and I know it's a highlight cut up, but go watch the highlight cut ups of his throws from last year. The good ones. The dude has some nice throws.
Well, and I know they're Browns reporters, but Browns reporters are maybe the hardest on our players of any reporters in the country. And they all say he is the best arm talent quarterback we've ever had.
Yeah.
We've heard that since day one, since we traded for him. The arm is still fine. It's mechanically, it's between the ears for me. And I think this year, I think getting a guy like Ken Dorsey, who's bringing in an offense in that has lingo and dialogue in it that he is comfortable with, because it's a lot of the same stuff with Bill O'Brien. I think playing in a more loose style, up-tempo offense, I think he's going to come out the gate hot. And I think that'll only build confidence. And I think as he plays better, a lot of this noise will go away. And then his confidence level will go up. And I think a confident Deshaun is a way more dangerous Deshaun. I think these balls are going into the ground because he's not trusting his eyes. So he's holding onto the ball long. He's short-arming things. He's like, oh, I don't want to throw a pick. So he's just spiked. You know what I mean? I think he gets away from that this year. I think he's going to have a full offseason to dive into this offense. I think he's going to be good this year. I really do think that.
I think that's why he was there from day one of the voluntary OTAs.
Yes. So I'm excited to see what he does, and let us know what you guys think of the hot takes. I think we had some good ones. When we do hot, obviously I joked around with these guys yesterday. I said I was going to come in with hot takes that were just purposefully like a Skip Bayless hot take. I said, you know, Stefanski is going to be fired by week 6 and Vrabel would be our head coach. But you guys, if you've watched the show, you know that that would be disingenuous. Like I was trying to come up with a hot take that I thought is maybe, you know, could be seen as a stretch, but I can also make the argument for. Because if you watch the show, you know there's no way I can make an argument that I think Kevin Stefanski is going to get fired this year. No. You know what I mean?
He just got extended.
I was trying to toe the line between giving you like a spicy take and not being Skip Bayless. let us know what you guys think. Give us some of your hot takes for the season for the Browns. And you know, maybe if we see any good ones, we'll bring them up. So now we're each going to go around. We're going to give an NFL league wide hot take. So let's go ahead, Josh.
Okay. So my NFL league wide hot take is that JJ McCarthy, rookie quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, will outshine and actually outproduce rookie quarterback Caleb Williams for the Bears in their rookie seasons.
Oof. That's a hot take because
I agree.
I've heard that he's kind of sucking ass.
I wouldn't say for that reason.
I'll say he went to a good situation.
They both did.
But yeah. Caleb Williams went to a better one.
Yes.
Arguably. Now the Vikings have arguably the best wide receiver in football, but the Bears have, I think, a better overall unit. But they have an offensive coach in McConnell in the Vikings, and we got Eberflus up in Chicago.
So that was a lot of my reasoning. I don't really trust Eberflus as the coach. So I got a couple reasons, honestly. So Shane Waldron comes over as the new OC from Seattle. I think that tends to favor the run game a little more for Chicago. I think Chicago has a better defense than what Minnesota does. Mm-hmm. Meaning Minnesota may be in shootouts, maybe having to throw more late in games. And I think that JJ, it's going to be interesting because there's not a lot of production on film with him.
Yeah. All they did was run the ball at Michigan. And after they got busted cheating, he like didn't throw for any touchdowns or some crazy stat. Like he had more picks and touchdowns after that. That's a hot take. That's a hot take because I think now, is it true Caleb Williams hasn't signed yet? I've seen things, but I can't trust everything on the
internet. I guess I haven't really looked into that.
I don't know if he's signed yet or not. I, like I said, I've seen some things, but people post stupid shit and I didn't take the time to go look it up. I think a lot of people were down on Caleb Williams because of like his demeanor, but I watched the dude play.
Oh, he's definitely talented. I think there was also a little bit of like prospect name fatigue with him where guys are like, I've been hearing about Caleb Williams forever. We've been talking about him, writing about him. Who else can we talk about instead and just drum up some ratings?
It was a CJ Stroud thing. Everybody knew CJ Stroud
was better than Bryce. They should have known.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you start. Now, obviously, he didn't derail him. He still went number one, and he was obviously going to be number one. So, but that's a hot take, I think, because even if Caleb Williams doesn't play great, I don't know how well JJ McCarthy is going to do.
For me, it's about Kevin O'Connell. That offensive
stability. You know,
I do like the Vikings offense. Justin Jefferson was torching people with Jaren Hall last year. So I think McCarthy's better than Nick Mullins and Jaren Hall. So we will see. It'll be fun to watch this year.
There's some good storylines in the NFL.
Yeah. For my NFL hot take, I'm going to say that quarterback Bryce Young will be a top. He'll go from the bottom of the league to fringy inside top 15. He's going to make a complete jump. I know you don't want to hear this, Blake.
That's a bigger hot take than Josh's. He looks small.
Listen, hear me out.
His offensive line is still, and they added a rookie wide receiver.
And Deontay Johnson.
Yeah. The biggest thing is this Deontay is
Johnson's going to drop all of his passes. Stop.
Give up. Well, there's going to be some of that.
might get upset. I'm just a very big believer in their head coach in Carolina and like what I think he can bring to the table as far as
who do
like
they hire again?
Canales.
Okay.
So everybody that he's been under now, this is as an offensive coordinator, has flourished and comes back to earth. We'll see. I guess we'll see with Baker Mayfield because.
But it was Geno Smith before.
Geno Smith was in Seattle, ascended, and then came down a little bit. If you look at his the college stuff, and I know like there's a huge transition. It's not like this guy completely just forgot to play football. He had no offensive line last year.
But you can make the argument too. The only time he's been successful is when he had all the best players.
Well, that's fair.
They're playing FSC West Southwest in the 10th game of the season.
He played some good teams too. Come on now. I mean, it's SEC, but I really do. I don't even think it's that crazy.
That argument is always weird though, because like Joe Burrow got a little bit of that, like, oh, he played with all this talent. And then I guess he still has a lot of talent,
yeah.
But
yeah. So I mean,
Mac Jones got that, but so did CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
So it's like,
a lot of the big-time quarterbacks don't come from the big-time schools.
This is true.
That's a hot take because that would be a huge turnaround because he looked terrible.
Lost. Yes.
He was awful.
Stock couldn't get any lower.
So that would be quite the turnaround.
Yeah.
So my hot take here, this will probably make like a pretty passionate fan base mad at me, or maybe they'll be happy for me. Mine is that Nick Sirianni would be fired midseason.
Okay. I don't think it's that crazy.
How you feel about that, Devontae? Mr. Travis?
I know like there's been a lot of Eagle fans that were not very high on him last year. He seems like kind of like when you're winning, everybody loves Nick Sirianni, but when it's not going well and he still has like he's a little bit of an acquired taste, it seems like a little bit in terms of personality. And he lost his coordinators and they bombed hard in terms of offensive efficiency. Jalen Hurts got a huge contract. And then was not worth that contract last year. Once he lost, dude's name in Indy,
Shane Steichen.
Yeah. Okay. And I know there's a lot of hope because they brought in Saquon. They had good running backs last year. Saquon is not going to be, if you think just getting Saquon is going to turn around your offense, it's not like you had scrubs at running back last year. Mm. You know, and you just lost a Hall of Fame center. Your offensive line's aging. You lost Jason Kelsey. Didn't they bring in Kellen Moore? Am I imagining that? I mean, I feel like Kellen Moore gets a lot of jobs and you know what I mean? Like what's Kellen Moore ever done really? I mean, like his offense is I feel like people will complain about Kellen Moore the entire season. And then when he's available, like, you got to go get Kellen Moore. And I'm like, I just listened to people for 4 months talk about how he abandons the run and he doesn't do all this kind of stuff. So you went and got a guy who doesn't like to run the ball in terms of Kellen Moore, but your big acquisition is a, you know, a $20 million a year, whatever it was, Saquon. I don't, he wasn't getting 20, but you know, you get the point,
right?
You know what I mean? And Saquon's always kind of been a boomer bust running back as it is.
True.
So, I know there's, if they start the season off and they're struggling and they're hovering under 500, there's going to, I mean, Philly is about as impatient as Cleveland is, mm-hmm. if not more so, and it's hostile. And I think he'll be, they got a lot of money in their roster. They're one of the only teams that spend as much as the Browns. We've talked about that. So there's going to be a lot of heat on him, I think, if they don't start the season off well. And so my hot take is that he doesn't survive the season.
Okay.
I think that is a hot take because I would think he would get fired after the season. But I mean, you're right. If things are going really, really bad,
they start the season off. They got two. I didn't look at their schedule, but they start off, you know, 2-4.
AJ Brown's freaking out on the sidelines, and
Jalen Hurts doesn't look good.
Yeah,
Saquon's injured. Like,
it could get bad.
It's gonna be. That's a potential. Especially all the talk about Saquon coming in and how, you know, they did the Giants dirty by going and getting their running back and all this stuff. That's just an implosion waiting to happen in Philadelphia, I think. I legitimately think that could blow up in the first half of the season.
And this is why the NFL is so fun to follow, to watch. Like you say all the time, there's so much parity. Just because a team was good last year does not mean they will be good this year. Things change so much. So many injuries. It's crazy.
So let us know what you guys think of our league hot takes. I think our league hot takes might've been better than our Browns hot takes. It's a little easier to be spicy when you're not talking about your team.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? You don't care as much.
Yeah. Let us know what you guys think of, you know, of all the hot takes. Let us know if you guys have any league hot takes. We got episodes to fill. So if you got any good ones and we see them, we like them in the comments, maybe we'll be able to talk about them on an episode, dive into some of these. So let us know what you guys think. So without further ado, we're going to dive into another one of our 3-round drafts, snake drafts.
This episode is brought to you by Bodden Sports. Browns fans, Bodden Sports is your one-stop shop for all your athletic gear. Bodden started out perfecting and manufacturing the best balls in the business. Yeah, if that sounded dirty, that's more about your mind than my words. But hey, it's true. Baseballs, softballs, footballs, basketballs, volleyballs, soccer balls, you name it, and Bodden has engineered the highest standard sports balls available. And now they offer more than just sports balls. If you got kids playing baseball or softball, Bodden has batting gloves and bats to go along with both game balls and training balls. If you're into basketball, Bodden makes basketball specifically for indoor or outdoor use. Heck, Bodden even has all the equipment you need for pickleball, which is one sport that I hear everyone is playing and yet I still never have. And I need to fix that soon. But don't miss the backyard game section of Bodden's website where you can order everything you need for this upcoming outdoor season. Pool balls, backyard volleyball nets, croquet, bocce, horseshoes, cornhole, and more. Right now, you can get 10% off your entire order at Bodden Sports, BADENSports.com/dogs, DAWGS, and use promo code DOGS when you check out. That's 10% off all the top quality sporting gear you need this season. BADENSports.com/dogs.
The topic this week is we're going to do 5 picks of streaming platform original shows. So it's not just a show that's on a streaming network. It has to be like a Netflix original, a Prime original, a Max original, an Apple Plus original. So that, you know, no Breaking Bad, no Better Call Sauls.
I have questions.
No Walking Dead. No Walking Office. Dead.
No The Office.
What
no
about HBO?
So it has to be a Paid. Max original.
Oh, Jesus.
So no Sopranos. Ugh. It has to be a Max original because HBO is not a streaming platform.
I got to pay for it.
Oh, crap. Now I don't know what was a Max original and what wasn't.
I'm deleting a lot of stuff over
because
here.
Because that opens it up. You know, the Sopranos aren't a Max original. Obviously, it came out before HBO Max was a thing. The show's like, I think Barry's on HBO. A lot of the shows are on HBO. So like I didn't pick any Max shows, I don't think.
Well, that's going to change.
Scrambling. All right.
Because if you can pick Max shows, then there's no reason you can't go on, you know, you can't pick Breaking Bad.
Well, it's like AMC, right? Yeah. It wasn't that AMC. That wasn't like a paid. I feel like HBO and like Showtime and those ones are like, it's not kind of like having a subscription. Kind of like paying to have a channel.
Because it wasn't cable, right?
Right.
It's not, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's up to you guys.
Talk to me. Talk to me, Josh. I'll start typing stuff back into my phone right now.
We can open it up.
Can I get a ruling?
So the tough thing is I guess like...
I guess basically if you had to pay to watch it, if you couldn't just turn on your regular cable. Yeah, I guess you're paying for cable too. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not just...
It changes everything.
Okay, so we'll allow it. So anything on HBO Max...
Okay.
I was going to be really stringy with you guys, but we'll open it up.
Just HBO Max.
Yep. Anything okay. on it or yeah, like or Showtime.
Oh, changes everything. Yep. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll just, cause let's see, this is my week to go first. So it'll go me, Blake,
what the
Justin,
hell?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Blake's doing some research over there.
I got myself. It's you, me, Justin.
So I'll go ahead and avoid the whole Max thing to begin with. And I'll take 101. I know this is a show a lot of people love. I love it. And I'm going to take Stranger Things.
Great pick.
So if I, that's not necessarily my favorite show, but I was trying to think in terms of what would be available and when. So that I had that on there and now I'm already going to have to go to, I was going to take that number one also.
Yeah.
Just based on that.
Yep.
So I think if they stick the landing with the final season, it has a chance to be in the GOAT discussion.
Yeah. Solid.
Yeah. Yes. For sure.
Like it was like season one and two and three were already like top tier, but season four,
the Vecna season was
that's top tier.
Nuts.
Yes. And so I think if so many shows, like there's some shows that I love that I didn't put on here because they didn't stick the landing.
Mm. And, I have one of those.
And
that was almost going to be my 101.
That was close. There you go.
So, and they didn't stick. And I, so they're in my honorable mentions if I have to go to them, but they're not in my picks. Mm-hmm. So with my first pick, I think I'm going to go, I'm trying to think of what you guys will pick. What will get back to me? Uh-huh. I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Severance.
Okay. It's that was on my list.
Yep.
Blake just recently got me onto that on Apple Plus.
If you haven't watched Severance,
I watched it and I'm just itching for that second season now.
I'm glad it took me forever to watch it because now it's been out forever.
Yeah,
the second season's like they're still they're filming it or they just wrapped and they got it's still got some time before it comes out. And so I'm glad like my wait's only gonna be a year and not
me too.
4 years.
So Justin's up with two in a row.
Oh, two in a row?
Mm. Yeah. Snake draft, baby.
Well, all right. Give me one of those shows that have a terribly not sticking of the landing at the end, and that's Game of Thrones.
Yep. That was gonna be mine, but
just epic show.
So if you guys want a hot take.
You don't think Game of Thrones is that good?
I think it's legitimately one of the worst television shows I ever watched.
Have you watched it? You
He watched like the first episode.
I forced myself to watch season one.
Oh, you didn't watch anything past that?
I watched season one.
Okay.
And then I was like, this show fucking sucks.
I just don't understand it.
It is so good.
And then I watched the first episode of season two and I was like, that fucking sucked even more. And I never watched another episode.
I'm sure it was the same show.
I don't think I ever will. And like, I love fantasy, Lord of the Rings. It sucks.
It's straight up your alley, bro.
It is. It's so bad. I can't think.
That's why you didn't have to worry about him taking it.
I'm sitting here and I'm trying to think. I'm watching season one. And I'm trying to think of like, well, this was cool. I can't think of one thing I liked about season one.
Oh, I can think of like four things.
What was cool in season one?
I don't want to like spoiler it, but like.
Bro, season one's been out for how? I mean,
the opening even where the White Walkers in
crazy.
The fort. Like, it just opened the show to like, ooh, Ned what Stark. Are we getting into here?
Ugh,
yeah.
Like.
It was just, it's so.
The good. Gold King. Like, I feel like there's so many, like, just epic moments where I was like, holy shit, that was crazy.
I will say that there's a lot, season one, there's a lot of references to different, kingdoms and people and houses and families and things that it's like, okay, that's a little confusing. But as like by the end of season two, it like everything makes sense and you're rolling, baby. Yeah. It's so much fun.
I watched season one with Kiva and even she was just like, this show's stupid.
Well, you
so
guys
dumb.
Are perfect for each other.
I know.
See?
I just
my wife doesn't get it, but I could sit down and watch like
it was so
all
bad
of it fast.
It was.
And I don't do that.
I was like, I'll never, this is so bad.
Comments.
Most overrated show.
All right. So yeah, comments. You guys love Game of Thrones, or is Blake right? Which he's not, but.
We know the last season sucks. You ain't got to bring it up. We get it. We watched it, but we had to. Okay. So I'll take my second pick real quick.
Yeah. Who you got?
Give me the Sopranos. I don't know if you guys say anything bad about the show. Have you guys watched this show?
I've legit not watched it.
This is a.
So I watched the very first episode a long time ago to start it.
Yeah.
And I just haven't got to go back and watch it. Now I've seen clips and stuff, and I liked the first episode, and it's head and shoulders above Game of Thrones. So that's an okay pick.
Okay.
Just in one episode, I could tell it was better.
It is. Like, especially like storyline and stuff like that, man, it is crazy. It's very, very good. Very up there. I would have lost two of my first picks. We didn't talk him into that.
So it's my pick now.
Yes, sir.
So I have three of my five picks. I'm going to have to go into my honorable mentions twice here, I believe.
Okay.
No, at least once. Two of them. So I'm going to go with my second pick. I'm trying to think again what you guys won't take. I'm going to go with Daredevil.
Ooh. Yeah, it's on my list, bro.
And it was on my list.
It was definitely coming up.
Daredevil is, I mean, it's arguably, it's one of the best shows of all time, in my opinion.
It's very fair.
The acting, the story, the grittiness. Season three is so good. Mm-hmm. With Bullseye, it just, it's one of the few shows I've watched all the way through. Like, I watched Breaking Bad more than once. I've watched The Office more than once. But other than that, I haven't watched a ton of shows more than once, and I've watched Daredevil multiple times.
The crazy thing is, like, I remember starting that and going, like, you know, let's see what this is about. And immediately was like, whoa, this is brutal. This is way better than I thought it was going to be. The acting's really good. Everybody in it is really good.
It's so good.
Super. I wouldn't even call it, like, an underrated show. I feel like if you know about it, then...
is goated.
Yeah, bro. It's up there.
All right. So I guess that puts me on for two in a row. And this is perfect. I get like three of my top four because you took Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to follow up Stranger Things with The Boys.
Okay.
That's on my list. That was on my honorable mentions.
I am.
Because I haven't watched the new season yet.
I am all caught up on the new season, waiting for the next episode to drop tomorrow, I think. And
So
good.
I want to get your so you're caught up on the new season.
Yeah.
So I want to get it's getting review bombed.
Really?
It's getting review bombed because people are just now realizing like who they're making fun of. Okay. And like what the show is about. And some of the people they're making fun of, essentially they're making fun of right wing people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not like a far right person, but I would consider myself more middle. But if I had to lean away, I'm probably going to lean to the right somewhat. Mm-hmm. And I don't get offended by that stuff in media. And I also know you also lean to the right. So I'm curious, but you love it.
Oh, I love the show.
So
absolutely.
Josh is these people that can, you know, separate the real world from his TV shows. Sure. Yeah. But
good. Well, and also because the show is about like the superheroes, everything they do is essentially fake and staged, and it's all pulling one over the public and the corrupt government and everything. And I'm just like, yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't really care who you're making fun of. The government sucks. So yeah,
So my biggest issue with why I haven't got to watch the new season of The Boys is the only time I ever really get to watch a TV show is when I go to the Y and I ride a bike. And I just can't bring myself to watch The Boys when like somebody's grandma's like on the treadmill next to me or something. Mm-hmm. She just looks over and there's like a giant peen on my screen.
There are definitely a lot more peens in this season too.
It's one of those shows. So I obviously like, I enjoy like some messed up television, but it's so messed up that I almost have to like get geared up for it. I'm like, okay, I gotta get the right mind frame. You can't just
like randomly watch The Boys. Like you have to get into it and stick in it until the end, because
like, I think about how much peen I'm going to see
weird
stuff I'm going to see. And I have to like, really, I'm like, okay, I got to get in the right mindset before I just sit down and watch The Boys. But I'm excited to watch the new season. I love that show.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome. All right. And so for my third pick, I am taking Mandalorian.
Dang it. Okay. Yep.
Yep.
So I think Mandalorian is very good. Oh, holy shit. I'm glad you said that, because I had another show on my...
glad I could be an inspiration to you.
I had another show on my list, and I was about to go to my backups, and now I don't have to because I forgot. Like I said, I wrote all mine down. And
I forgot this one.
I left it. So Mandalorian, especially the season finale of season two.
Crazy. Yeah.
And they're making a movie, right? Isn't it Mandalorian Grogu?
I don't know.
Oh, I've kind of heard
there's
that.
A movie coming out.
So we could talk about that, right? Like, it's been long enough since season two came out.
Yeah, I haven't watched season three. So
all we have to do is say spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Now you can talk about it.
Don't watch this.
See, like the Luke Skywalker scene in the last episode of season two of Mandalorian is the equivalent to the Vader scene in Rogue One.
Yeah.
Perfect example.
Like seeing just all out powerful Force. Luke Skywalker, just like they could barely take on one of these droids and he just comes in and just takes out a battalion
and you're
four squeezes.
Yes, that's my favorite
and
part.
You're basically seeing it through their perspective, through the screens, through the monitors and watching him mow these things down. And it's like, this is freaking badass. Like,
Moff Gideon is like terrified of Luke Skywalker. Like he's like, oh, it's like, he's like, holy shit. It's like how people are terrified of Homelander. He's like, he's heard of Luke Skywalker and he's like, oh shit, this guy's really here. He's just going through my droids like they're butter, a hot knife through butter. So that is that, that's a peak television episode. So
yeah,
good
moment. Yeah.
So I'm going to stay then in the Star Wars realm for my show, which I'm so happy you said Mandalorian so I could think of this, because this is, in my opinion, a way under the radar, a super underrated show.
I know which one you're going to pick.
Andor.
I knew it. Yep.
Well,
have you watched Andor?
No, I watched like episodes of it, but I never finished it.
Bro, Andor is arguably the best Star Wars thing since Rogue One.
Okay.
And Rogue One is arguably the best Star Wars thing since 1984.
Disney bought it.
And Andor is so good. And I can't, season two is going to take you right up to the beginning of Rogue One, I'm pretty sure.
That's cool.
And so there's going to be some more Rogue One characters in Andor season two. It's so good. If anybody's it's not just a good Star Wars show. It's like it should have won Emmys. It's excellent. Andor is so good.
I have not watched it either. I watched, I think, the first two episodes and then
bro,
I forget why it was.
Yeah, I do that.
Didn't have time at the whatever.
Yeah. It's so good, dude. I love the dude who plays Cassian.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's Diego Luna. Mm-hmm. He's awesome. So I'm gonna go with Andor. I'm glad I got that one in there.
Where am I? My third pick?
3 and 4.
For my third pick, give me Dexter.
It's a good one.
Yep.
Now, have you watched New Blood yet?
First episode.
So I also watched the first episode of New Blood.
Which sucks because I genuinely was excited for it.
I watched the first episode of it. Have you watched Dexter?
I've not watched all of Dexter.
Oh, okay.
So Dexter season.
Go ahead. You're not going to spoil anything.
Okay. So
it's been out forever. So
I watched Dexter like season one and I just never got the hype because like the acting in this show is so bad.
Yes.
The first couple seasons is so bad. It's like, it's like cringe Showtime. They were like, you remember like they used to just try to make things overly like rated R just because it was on Showtime. They felt like they had to justify that they were charging you for it.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? So like they just throw like some effing in
surprise,
there.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. And some motherfucks and stuff in there. Like they did all that stuff. Just because it was Showtime and it was so bad in the first like couple seasons,
his sister, seasons,
the story in season one is still good. Yes. And in season two, like it, and by you get to the Trinity Killer season and everything from like that point on is so good until like the last episode. And you're like, I mean, I didn't hate it as much as some people, but some people really hated the last episode of Dexter. And then they brought New Blood back and our friend Robbie actually loves the New Blood. He says it's very good. I watched the first episode because it was free. My only issue with the first episode of New Blood was when he like walks up to a deer and I'm like, bro,
that's not real life.
No, I'm like, you're never getting within
he's quiet,
50 feet of the deer. Like, but I do want to go back and finish it. My Kiva loved Dexter also. So that's a good pick.
For my fourth pick, I got to make sure I want to do this real quick.
Strategizing over here.
This is a show. I don't know if this is going to hit home with anybody, but this is a show like it's way up there for me. I'm going to say Mindhunter.
So this was on my short list.
It's a great show, bro.
I couldn't pick it because they didn't finish it.
I know.
Oh, really?
No. And it's so open-ended the way it ends.
They did two seasons. It's David Fincher, you know, the guy who did Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, I'm pretty sure, and like Gone Girl and all those like in Zodiac, that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. And he just was like, this is a hard show to make and it's expensive and it's tiring. So we're just not doing it.
We're not doing it anymore. And I was, dude, it was, I'm not gonna lie, the way they
live. Season two.
Yeah.
Do you know the premise behind Mindhunter?
No, I do not.
It's basically, it's the, so like back in, was it the 70s or the 80s? Maybe the 70s. Like serial killer wasn't even a thing. So it's basically about the guy, the team from the FBI, is these two dudes and this chick who basically do all the research and study and develop like how to track, how to trace, profile serial killers.
Oh. It's insane.
And it's so good.
It's so good.
It's awesome. But I couldn't put it on in my picks because it just, it's just ended and there's no resolution. It's not like,
and it was, getting good. Yes. Like it was getting to,
they were going
to
catch BTK.
Yes.
And it's not like, it's not like they were like, this could be the last season. So we put a little bit of a bow on it. So to have some, no, it's like Justin said, it's wide open.
Why?
There needed to be a season three at least to close this thing up. And they just left. It's just done. It's
super tough.
Yes. But it's a great show. You should definitely watch Mindhunter. It's,
I'll check it out.
It's very good.
This episode is brought to you by Danger Coffee. Browns fans, we talk about how Danger Coffee is made free from mold toxins that are in 45% of the world's coffee, but that's not all that Danger Coffee has to offer. Mineral and nutrient deficiencies are a big deal. They make you feel sick, tired, stressed, and they can give you brain fog. These deficiencies negatively affect your immune system, your digestion, sleep, metabolism. Have you ever wondered why you get an initial burst from your coffee, but then you get that little crash not long after? Danger Coffee's patent-pending process remineralizes your body with more than 50 trace minerals and electrolytes, leaving you more energized, engaged, powerful. These micronutrients enter the cells to boost performance. They bind to toxins to provide detoxification support. I know that sounds like a lot, but the bottom line, guys, is minerals matter. And most of us really don't get enough of them on a daily basis. Danger Coffee delivers micronutrients, plus it gives you access to the minerals you already have. Head to dangercoffee.com, use our code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 10% off your order. And that code can be used over and over. So you get 10% off every order you make using code DAWGS. It's time to start every day off with a cup of coffee that gets you going and actually keeps you going. Dangercoffee.com, code DAWGS.
All right. So then that is going to bring me, so I have two picks left and I don't think you guys will pick either one. So I think I can choose either one. So with my fourth pick, I'm going to go with what I think is arguably the greatest one season of television in terms of, I guess, what they're called a limited series of all time.
Okay.
I'm going to go with The Haunting of Hill House.
So just to be a dickhead, I almost thought about taking it just to mess you up because I knew he was going to do it. I knew it was going to be on his list. And I was like, pick 101. I'm going to take Haunting of Hill House just to ruin his day.
It's like I said, I know they came out with The Haunting of Bly Manor, but it's not directly tied in.
Right.
And I've never watched a show that like, it's been 3 years since I watched it. And I still sometimes like just think about it. It's no show has ever stuck with me the way Hill House has. Like it's that good. I went and read the book that it's based off of, which is different, but it's also like one of the scary, I never read a scary book, but I was reading this book and like my heartbeat was pounding and it was just a book. I'm like, I'm in my house reading. I'm a nerd. Why is this? But it's one of the best shows I've ever watched. It's so good. If you like scary shows, it's not just scary though. Like the entire story, the acting, everything about it have you ever watched it?
I have not. No.
Top notch.
Does Megan like scary shows?
No, she does not. So this would be a me on my own thing.
That'd be tough too. Cause so I wanted to go back and watch it again and Kiva won't watch it again. Cause it's too scary, even though we've seen it before. So I started to watch it by myself at the house and I got like 10 minutes in and my heart was like racing. I'm like, why? I can't do this by myself. I'm a pussy. I need my wife to come down here and sit with me. So I haven't watched it.
You said it.
I haven't watched it again yet though. And arguably it's not a jump scare type of show, but it has maybe the best jump scares ever in it. I could have went with almost any like Mike Flanagan, the guy who made that. I loved Bly Manor. Midnight Mass is awesome. So, but I went with Hill House is the best one for me. It's so good. Watch Hill House. I tell literally everybody to watch Hill House.
I just love that you said jump share kind of sco.
My brain. I was thinking about all the scary things.
All right. So I got my last two picks of the draft here. I've got three I want to take. Just depends on how I want to play it. But I think the first one I'm going to take is going to be WandaVision.
So I actually thought about that because I was like, are there any
Marvel shows
worth putting on there?
I thought it was very good.
It was the only one to me like that at the end felt like they didn't rush it.
Yeah.
Like, I loved Hawkeye until the end, and then it sucked. Like, all of them are very good for, like, three episodes, and then they're like, oh, shit, this is only a six-episode season, and we need seven more episodes to actually be able to figure this out. The only one that I think is, like, legitimately awful from start to finish is Falcon and Winter Soldier.
I hear that a lot.
I haven't even tried that one, but...
It was so bad.
Like, WandaVision's the only Marvel one on my list because... One, it's one of the only ones I watched.
Great.
And I loved it. Like, I thought the way it started being very like, what is going on here? It was very, very, I just loved the way they structured it.
It was different. And Marvel like doesn't do a lot of different sometimes.
No, because you start into the show and you're like, well, how did they get here? What's going on? Why don't they have any idea who they are?
I like the way it plays into Multiverse of Madness, and which is like actually a pretty, they've been getting shit on a lot lately, but Multiverse of Madness is actually pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So I liked it. Wanda she's an awesome villain.
Crazy.
Awesome.
Great. That just one scene
going through the Illuminati.
Yes.
Like
crazy.
Yeah. So no, that's a good pick. I liked WandaVision a lot. So that's a good pick.
Well, thanks. I'm glad I got the approval rating on that one. I don't know what to do with my last one here, though. I'll pick one and then I'll tell you the other.
Yeah, I think we let's go through our five picks, and then if we just like want to toss out a couple that didn't quite make
throw
the
an
cut.
Honorable mention out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So this is just like a personal favorite. I had a lot of fun watching it. It's not like the best show ever made. The acting's a little bit eh, but I just enjoyed watching The Ranch on Netflix with
Ashton Kutcher. I never got into it. Yeah.
I had a rapist in it, so I didn't watch it. He really did go to jail. He's in jail for that.
58-12.
But I mean, it was just—I don't know—70s
show. So
it was one. Yeah, it was one of those shows where the acting was kind of stale at times, but the storyline was it was just interesting. It was a funny show. The comedy was decent enough that it was like it was just kind of fun to throw on the TV and watch. So I had fun watching The Ranch.
Okay.
I'll put it on my list.
All right, so. For me, if you know, I like some messed up stuff. Like I like thriller and dark, and I don't necessarily care if like the bad guy wins or like if it's pretty demented. So this pick is going to be way different than that. Oh. I'm going with maybe the show like that will just make you can't not watch this show and not just be happy and like maybe even teared up. And that is Ted Lasso.
Okay. Oh, it was on my list. That was going to be an honorable mention.
I didn't know if either one of you ever watched it.
I know. My mom says it's like one of her favorite shows.
So I got Apple Plus so me and Kiva could watch it. And it's one of the best shows.
Yeah.
It's so different than everything. Like I watch things like where people are like getting killed in like very gruesome ways or like demonic and satanic.
Nice.
And like all, you know, like some pretty messed up, twisted stuff. And it's so different than any of those shows.
Right.
But it's so good. It's awesome. Have you watched all of it?
No, but I knew it was definitely a big like fan favorite. So I was thinking about just picking it honestly to try to win the draft.
Swing the vote.
Ted Lasso is so good. I'm sad that I think it's over. There's been like a lot of rumor that they might do like a season four or a spinoff, but it's so good. It's awesome.
Close us out, buddy.
I'm going to bring us home. Last pick. I will go with a show that I enjoy a lot. It's got some classic moments in it. Give me Ozark.
That was on my list also, but they didn't stick the landing good enough for me.
I know. Well, I don't care about the landing.
If that series finale would have been as good as the mid-season finale of the last season, it would be up there with Breaking Bad in terms of the best show of all time to me. That
if you're gonna stop me,
you're gonna have to fucking kill me. Have you watched Ozark?
No, I'm not.
It's crazy.
Dude, first of all, like season one finale, insane.
Yes.
Season two finale, insane. Season three finale was so insane. I'm watching it. So I'm talking to our friend Ray, and he's like, bro, I'm watching it right now. And he's like 20 minutes ahead of me. And he's like, just text me, like, dude. Oh my God. And then, so I watch it and Kiva's sitting like on the couch and I'm just pacing the living room as like the credits are rolling. I'm like, and I got on Xbox Live just to talk to Ray for like 45 minutes. And we're both just pacing around our houses, talking to each other. Like,
well, don't spoil that one. Cause I will watch Ozark.
Yeah. It's just, I had to watch it the next day. Cause I was worried you're going to ruin it for me.
The series finale, just, it was too ambiguous for me. Like I don't need a nice, clean, the good guys win ending, but it didn't hit the mark quite enough. Like I was like, it didn't ruin. It's not like a Game of Thrones ending for a lot of people, but it was enough to where it didn't make my top 5. Because I don't have any on here where that didn't, like, every one of these shows ended like
clean
and at a high note. So you went with Ozark. So just to recap real quick before we give our honorable mentions, I was Severance, Daredevil, Andor, Hill House, and Ted Lasso.
I had Stranger Things, The Boys, Mandalorian, WandaVision, and The Ranch.
I had Game of Thrones, The Sopranos, Mindhunters, Dexter, and Ozark.
Yes. So I feel like this is a very subjective list because like a lot of people like a lot of different, you know what I mean? And 5 was so hard. I was going through all these. On my initial one, I had like 20 some written down.
Yes.
And it was hard to pick. So to just give you a couple of my honorable mentions, I had Umbrella Academy, which is, I feel like super underrated on Netflix. And the last season comes out in August. I can't wait. Narcos.
Yeah, oh my God, I forgot Narcos.
Narcos.
That might be in my top 5 for real. Oh my God, how did I forget
Narcos
that?
And Narcos Mexico. I was just going to lump them together.
That
show is so good. Vice Principals.
Okay.
On HBO is, to me, like, it's only a 2-season show and it's perfect. The Boys was on mine, obviously. I had Ozark on mine, and then I had The Punisher. But I think Daredevil's better than The Punisher. But it was very hard to narrow it down. There's shows like Upload on Amazon. If you like The Office and you like a mystery rated R comedy from the same guy who did The Office, watch Upload on Amazon. It's awesome. Okay. So there were some other really good shows, but I had to try and narrow it. Like, it was tough to leave Narcos and Umbrella Academy off. Mm-hmm. Like, those are... I like those shows a lot.
I guess if I had to do some honorable mentions, I think The Last of Us kind of is up there for me.
I haven't even forgot about that one.
Oh my God.
I know.
Okay. Well, on to the next thing.
That was such a good show. Yeah.
Yeah. A sleeper for me always is True Detective. Like,
I almost said
crushed.
My only problem was if I said True Detective, only season one.
So no,
I haven't watched those seasons yet.
Watch some other seasons. The second season, not so much. Third season's pretty good.
I heard Night Country was like, it started strong and then just got like terrible. Yeah,
I'm like 2 episodes and kind of waned off it. But it's just one of those shows, like, I'll like eventually have to go back.
Have you watched season one of True Detective?
No. Woo! It's crazy.
It's up there with, like, in terms of one season of television, like Hill House.
I think the season finale of that season is so good.
Joe watched season one of True Detective. Oh, one of my other honorable, talking Chernobyl.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Chernobyl.
I haven't seen that either.
I got a real, real deep sleeper too. Have you guys ever watched From?
No, but I knew you were going to. I was surprised you didn't pick that.
I'm also trying to swing the vote a little bit because everybody says I suck at these drafts. My macaroni.
The premise behind From is really good. I just haven't watched it.
It's nuts. And it's very like, it's one of those shows they give you just a little bit and you're like, this is what's going on. And then you still have no clue what's going on. Like, I'm seasons in. I'm like, what's happening? What are we doing? But I love it. It's very cool.
Honorable mentions for me. I already had The Boys, so I didn't take Gen V, but I thought Gen V.
I haven't watched that yet.
Watch it. Actually, you should watch that before you watch this season of The Boys, because it fits in between 3 and 4.
Yeah.
So watch Gen V first. I almost liked it better than The Boys.
Really?
It was freaking awesome. Yes. I was thinking about taking House of the Dragon, but you took Game of Thrones. I figured it's all the same.
Are we
allowed
to talk about that at all yet?
What?
Have you started the second season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We can talk about it after the show. I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, I love it. I think
it's a great show.
Me too, yeah.
The second season's definitely better than the first one, I think.
Yeah.
I had House of Cards.
The last season.
Yeah, the first season was really good. The first, like, two were...
Everything with Kevin Spacey was good.
Yeah.
But then once, you know, everything would happen with him, and I was like, this is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when I quit watching too. But I did like the first couple seasons of that. Obi-Wan Kenobi, I thought, for a limited series, I thought it was good.
Kenobi wasn't as good as it could have been, but the highlights on it, just seeing Hayden Christensen and Ewan McGregor back and then like the final episode.
Yes.
So it was so good. I think I've talked about it on here, but there's a kid who took all the scenes from Kenobi and he cut it up and made it into a movie.
Oh, you did talk about that.
And I want to find it. And I heard it's like crazy good. Like, it's the story's better, the way he edited it. It's like a completely different story. It's just better. I want to watch it.
I actually like seeing Kenobi and Leia, because, you know, they have a relationship.
It was just so bad. Like, she's running from these dudes in the forest and she's running like super slow. And the guy's like lightly jogging behind her.
Yeah.
And he like runs into a branch and he's like, Oh,
yeah, it was a little bit.
I was like, what is going on here?
And then I had Shrinking and
Shrinking
Silo.
I really like Shrinking and Silo were on my short list also.
I had The Witcher on here just to sway the vote. I still have not watched it.
Okay.
The Witcher, I'm like partway through season two, but I just don't know how deep I want to get now that Cavill's not on there.
Yeah.
So if I don't know if you guys can tell, by the way, but I should almost start. I could do
a movie and TV shows,
TV show, TikTok or not TikTok,
podcast.
Cause I could talk about movies and TV shows like literally all day.
It's very easy. It's fun. I like
it. And I don't get to watch as much as I used to having the child, but I've watched a lot of movies and a lot of TV shows and I could talk about them extensively. So like maybe, this. Hey, maybe I'll start a second one. I'm the not
dogs,
going to
the dogs movie show.
But yeah, I could talk about movies all day. So let us know what you guys think. Who won that draft? That we got really into that. That was longer than our Browns topics. Mm-hmm. But we'll go ahead and wrap this thing up. Let us know who you guys thought won. I think this one's going to be very subjective in terms of what you guys like. Cause obviously I think Justin lost just because Game of Thrones is awful. Mindhunter didn't finish and Ozark had a poor
landing. None of those shows finished. technically.
True. I think I won. No, I'm just joking. We all have good shows. Ozark is goated. It's up there. And Mindhunter too. Yeah. But let us know what you guys think. Let us know some hot takes. You know, just to remind you guys, we did talk about football today. let us know what you guys think of our hot takes. If you guys have any good ones for the Browns or league wide. And just a reminder, make sure you guys have the notification bell tapped because, again, we'll be visiting Deshaun Watson's youth camp next week. Justin and myself will be sitting down talking with him. We'll be joining him on his show for a little bit and hopefully have, you know, any other Browns players who are up there, hopefully they'll sit down and talk to us for a little bit. So with some really cool content coming out that you guys don't want to miss. And again, we appreciate you guys supporting the show, helping us get to this level and getting us this opportunity. Without you guys, again, we wouldn't be getting this opportunity. So we appreciate you guys being here. Make sure you guys check out all the content coming out. Again, check out Join the Dogs so you can play fantasy football with us. You have until mid-August to do that, so you don't want to wait too long and miss out on a spot. So jump in jointhedogs.com, become a Dog Pack member, play fantasy football with us. Make sure you guys are on the lookout for Kenny Mack's throwback Thursday episode next week. That'll be the only episode that comes out because Josh is on vacation. Justin and I will be recording it with Deshaun next week, and then we'll have a lot of new Deshaun-centered content coming out the following week. So appreciate you guys being here, hanging out with us throughout the offseason. We have a lot of cool stuff. We can't wait to get to you guys. See you guys in a couple weeks.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.